Half a year.
Yeah, in high school, yeah. But no, we took up Polish, and we were happy with it. I don't know the marks now. I'd have to look at my report cards, though.
You had to take what they gave to you, not what you wanted, until you went and argued when you got a little wiser, you know. Because they wanted us shorthand. What shorthand is good? So we went and argued with the priest, and the priest, we says we want bookkeeping. So then he brought
bookkeeping.
We got the bookkeeping. That was better than shorthand.
Well, what do you think about the school ads, which school experience of, you know, being in a classroom where there's many different grades? Do you think, a good education experience?
It's okay for the ones who are next grade two, you know, then they learn from these other kids. They do?
Yeah. Well, you sort of pick up the idea of what you're going to have next, or next year, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And we had school plays.
Over there,
at Holy Rosary, yeah. So if you were in with kids that were at the different, at higher grade levels, you were okay, because you could, if you were bored, you could keep going, or do you think that was what happened?
Well, no, you knew you were going to be there, and that was it. I mean, you knew what you was expecting for next year, or whatever it would be. And I don't know, we were just used to it, and we thought that's the way it is, and that's the way it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I picked it up.
Yeah. Do you think your school experience was better than the one the kids are getting today, or?
Much better.
Why is that?
We were more disciplined.
That's right.
Nowadays, they seems like the young ones, they tell you what to do, or even at home, they haven't got the discipline. I don't know why, but...
We have two. Our son and our daughter, both teachers retired. Mm-hmm. Early, took early retirement to get out of it.
She's one of them. That one just came in.
Can't teach school. You want to be a babysitter? Go ahead, but you can't teach.
Well, kids nowadays...
They won't listen to
they
you.
Come to
they
school.
They want to listen to the teacher.
They come to school, $2.50 fountain pens, and press, keep on pressing lead, breaking them. Hey, I got to have lead all day. Funny, like our son says, I forbid the parents to buy them this. The kids start in school, first, second, third grade, fifth grade, they don't need $2.50 fountain pens or pencils. Parents couldn't afford the penny pencils. Big shots.
But that's the main thing, actually, I'd say, is your discipline, and you learn to respect your elders and your parents, teachers, and everything else.
Yeah, our kids went to, to Glen Lake, and just about every year, one of them was the valedictorian. Or what they call the other one?
Salutatorian.
Yeah. From my daughter school. Was a valedictorian, yeah. And so was your daughter.
No, she was a salutatorian. That's the second best.
Yeah. No, well, BC was the top.
She was top. Yeah. Marlene was second.
Oh.
So that would be salutatorian.
Well,
right?
Because they went to Holy Rosary for first.
Well, till
grade.
Till eighth grade, anyhow.
And then they already were more disciplined too from the sisters there.
And you could ask those teachers over there.
I've been in the barber shop for years, and I know a lot of parents bringing children in, and I knew the way I was brought up and the way we're brought up at Israel. A difference. Yeah.
What do you think was the
discipline?
Was there a disadvantage in being in such a small school? And
No, there wouldn't be no disadvantage. I'd say it's more advantages because they watched them, they could take care of them better in a small school. In a big school, they can't take care of...
Individual intention. No.
Right, there's not enough... if you can't make it, you don't get the attention because you don't understand it. You ask that question, maybe you get ignored and... they just pass you by, and you have to find out on your own, or
come home and suffer the consequences. Help.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember the older kids working a lot with the younger kids?
Yes, we did when we were home.
Yeah, they'd have to teach us. If we didn't know what to do, they were told to tell us, you know, because my dad, he didn't know that much at all in the first place, but my mother, she helped as much as she could. But
at school, did the teacher assign older kids to work with the younger ones? Do you remember that?
No.
Probably not.
Once in a while.
I know at Holy Rosary I did. I had to help the
forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well,
kids nowadays they have more to learn, you know, because everything is so much different now than when we had.
They have the computers and that modern arithmetic.
They spend more time in sports now than they did.
You said sports too. Sports too.
Well, here's another little kind of incidental. What did you wear to school? What kind of? Well, I hope so, because those snow drifts.
No, we had the warm jackets and we'd have boots, and but not that you
gloves.
Could change clothes every day.
You know, homemade gloves. You know, Mom used to knit them and nice and warm.
No, but you wore those gloves all winter long, and a pair of pants. You wore them, and maybe once a month or so they'd get washed.
No, once a week.
Once a week.
You weren't doing the washing, right?
Yeah, but this was done by hand.
Right.
See, there was no washing machine.
The last chance of air, it would have to go through.
No, you get a coat, and you wear that coat all winter.
Well, that's two coats. I mean, your pants
hands.
And your shirt.
I know the girls always had to wear dresses. I don't know if you.
Yeah, we had to wear dresses too.
No pants.
Now they have slacks and stuff to keep warmer.
Jeans.
Yeah.
Well, even when I went to school, we had to wear dresses.
Yeah, right. Right.
What did you bring for lunch?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Well, you did, yeah. We had, during the Depression part, we went through hell that way. It was homemade bread, and then if there was bacon or pork fried, there was that grease. That's the part that was on top of the bread,
mm-hmm.
and that's what you went to school with. And then there would be jellies until it ran out, because there was seven of us, you know. And well, Mom, she'd make jelly and all types of it, but with that many around, it disappeared pretty fast.
Mm-hmm. Syrup?
Well, we'd have
that'd be honey.
Or we have cream, you know, cream and Mom
would put pepper and salt on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was homemade butter.
That was all good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Everything homemade.
I should have showed you that. Butter churn that we did churn.
You still have it?
Gertie gave it to me.
Oh, she gave it back to you.
Yeah.
We got a whole nother visit to talk about the stone stuff and the other stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I was going to say. I forgot.
Well, we were talking about the clothes.
Right, and the food.
What
you did. I don't know. It went out of my brain.
Not in the, there was no coffee or milk or anything that we took to school. It was, if we wanted a drink, it was water.
What'd you take your lunch in?
Paper bags. Then we'd have lunch buckets.
Yeah.
There were
square ones like that. Or sometimes we'd have a round one from somebody who gave us some honey or something was empty, and then we had a cover on it and stuff.
Did you get out of school, did you have to get out a couple days out of school to help your dad do things like during maple sugar season, or did you make sugar?
No, we didn't.
The only thing we'd have all this corn stuff done, and we didn't have to do no husking or anything except when we'd come home from school or weekend on a Saturday. But we, as far as our religion, didn't allow any of that. Hard work Sunday stuff. No hard work except what was necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But like that.
The only vacation we had was potato vacation.
Yeah.
You know,
or
and that doesn't sound like vacation.
No, but I mean, it was way from school.
Did you have fun though? know, during potato vacation?
Yeah, we did.
We didn't know any better. We thought it was fun because we'd go help the neighbors. And as far as we had always plenty of help with ours, but then we'd always go over and help all the neighbors. Two or three of them, no matter. It would be Walter Glacier, it would be some Felix Garvin's there, John Narlos. Mm-hmm. I know we'd always go help if they weren't done.
Neighbor help neighbor. Mm-hmm. They weren't done, you wouldn't help them. Kept on going that way. Now it's like dog eat dog.
Now, I remember my dad missed a cow one time. She went in a swamp and she went, tried to get between some trees and she got hung up. I bet you there was 15 farmers around there that were all looking for their cow, and about an hour's time they found it because there was that many more. But they found the cow and she was still alive. But that's the way the neighbors helped the neighbors that way. It was a good cooperation.
Well, I think we kind of did this whole school thing.
Okay. Yeah, we jumped out of school. And we
well, that's okay, because I know, but that's a whole other subject to come back and talk about, I think. I know there's a lot to be shared right there, too. Right. This is yours, too. Yeah. So I thank you all for doing this, and I guess I should put this vocal note in there that I'm going to ask you to sign a release that lets us put this in our local or in our oral history collection so that other people can come and listen to it, and that I can use this information for my research and maybe
you can, but don't put it on the radio or TV.
Well, why not? And I will have you sign that if you would be so.
I wouldn't mind doing that.
Okay,
just
good.
Keep it off of the radio.
Okay. Well, you might find your words written on the wall of the museum.
Oh, that one. Okay.
That
one. Good. That one hurt.
Thank you very, very much.
You're. Mm-hmm.